Genesis chapter 8. And God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God caused a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro, until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove, to see if the waters were dried from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him into the ark, because the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her in to himself into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which did not return again to him again. And it came to pass in the 601st year, 1657 AH 2385 BC, in the 1st month, the 1st day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and indeed, the face of the ground was dry. And in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. And God spoke to Noah, saying, Go forth from the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that is with you, of all flesh, both of birds and of cattle, and of every crawling thing that crawls upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every crawling thing, and every bird, and whatever that crawls upon the earth, after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah built an altar to the Lord Jehovah, and took of every clean beast and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord Jehovah smelled a sweet aroma, and the Lord Jehovah said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground any more for man's sake, because the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again strike any more every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, planting time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night will not cease,